Today we're building an advanced subsign base in Ableton Live 12 and, more importantly, we're going to glue it into a jungle swing drum and bass arrangement so it feels like part of the break, not something floating underneath it. A lot of producers can make a clean sign sub. That part is easy. The real skill is making the low end feel like it belongs in a rolling, chopped up, slightly chaotic DNB groove while still staying solid, mono, and powerful. That's the mission here. Set your project around 172 to 174 BPM. That's the sweet spot where the groove has speed, but the bass still has room to breathe. Start with your drum context first. If you already have a break or a two-step hybrid pattern, even better. Let the drums establish the pocket before the bass comes in. In drum and bass, the sub often feels stronger when it enters after the groove is already speaking. We're going to build the bass using Ableton stock devices, and the cleanest place to start is Operator. Create a MIDI track, load Operator, and set Oscillator to a sine wave. Turn off the other oscillators or keep it as pure as possible. Then set the instrument to mono. Keep Unison off. If you want a little movement between connected notes, enable a small amount of glide, but don't overdo it. You're aiming for subtle legato, not a slippery lead synth. For the envelope, keep the attack at zero so the bass speaks immediately. Use a short decay if you want some shaping, maybe around 150 to 300 milliseconds, and keep the release fairly tight, somewhere around 40 to 120 milliseconds. The biggest thing here is control. In jungle and DNB, the sub should feel deliberate, almost like percussion with pitch. That idea is worth repeating. Treat the sub like percussion with pitch. Don't think only about what note you're playing. Think about where the note lands, how long it lasts, and how it interacts with the kick and snare. Now let's write the bass line. Don't just fill the bars with notes. Use phrasing. Think question and answer. A strong bass phrase says something in one bar, answers itself in the next, and then changes the grammar a little bit after that. That keeps the listener engaged without needing a completely new sound. Try a simple root-based pattern first. For example, in F minor, you might land F1 on beat 1, then place a response note on an offbeat, then come back to the root, and maybe use a short pickup into the next bar. Keep the note lengths short enough that the groove stays clean. If the notes overlap too much, the low end turns into mush, and sometimes even tiny overlaps can trigger unwanted legato. If you want a note to stop, make it stop. That's one of the biggest hidden issues in sub programming, note overlap. It can smear the groove, especially when the break is busy. So zoom in and check every note end. The bass should have air around it. Not empty, just controlled. Now we bring in the jungle swing. This is not about making everything as loose as possible. It's about making the bass move with the break. Use Ableton's Groove Pool if you want a quick start. Try a swing or shuffle template with around 55 to 62% timing. Keep random low, maybe 0 to 5%, and velocity light if you use it at all. If your drums already have a strong swing, don't overcook the bass. The goal is to mirror the groove, not fight it. A really effective jungle approach is to keep the main sub note tight on the downbeat, then swing the response notes and pickup notes. That contrast is what makes the bass feel glued into the break. The heady stuff lands cleanly, and the movement happens around it. That's the pocket. If you want the bass to feel more alive on smaller speakers, add a touch of harmonic support, but keep it subtle. A pure sine can disappear on laptops and phones, so a little saturation helps. Put a saturator after operator. Use soft clip or a gentle drive and only add a few decibels of drive. You're not trying to turn it into a distorted Reese. You just want enough upper information for the bass to translate. A simple supporting chain could be operator, EQ8, saturator, and utility. Use EQ8 to clean up any unnecessary rumble below 20 or 25 Hz if needed, and watch from at around 120 to 200 Hz. Don't overboost the sub. If you add harmonics, do it carefully. Then use utility to keep the low end mono. That part matters a lot. Below roughly 120 Hz, you want stability, not width. Mono sub is the move. If you need more control over the peaks, a compressor can help, but use it lightly. In many cases, the MIDI note lengths and the arrangement are doing most of the work already. A gentle compressor with a modest attack and release can tame the occasional spike, especially if you're using glide or overlapping notes. But don't rely on compression to fix bad phrasing. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the glue really happens. Bass and drums should speak the same rhythmic language. Put your bass hits around the snare placements. Leave space where the ghost snares and break fills need to breathe. Use call and response between the bass line and the drum edits. And every 4 or 8 bars, change something. Remove a note. Shift a pickup, add a glide, trip the sub briefly before a transition. That kind of phrasing makes the track feel composed instead of looped. A very useful structure is to let bars 1 and 2 establish the drums, bring the bass in on bars 3 and 4, then add variation in bars 5 and 6, and strip it back again in bars 7 and 8. That cycle keeps the low end from getting fatiguing and makes the groove feel alive. If the bass feels too invisible, you can add a very restrained mid layer. Duplicate the MIDI, use a second instrument like wave eatable or operator, high pass it aggressively, and saturate it lightly. This is not your sub, this is just a ghost of the bass, helping it read on smaller systems and reinforcing the rhythm. Keep the Riedel sub clean and mono. For sidechain, be careful. In DNB, especially if the rhythm is already busy, over-sidechaining can make the groove feel weak. Use a kick-triggered compressor only as much as needed to clear the transient. Often, editing the MIDI is more musical than pumping the bass down with heavy compression. A great advanced move is to automate movement across the arrangement. Increase saturator drive slightly in a build. Open up the harmonic layer. Change glide time for a variation. Dip utility gain before a transition. Or automate a tiny EQ move to pull the low end out during a breakdown. The more subtle the motion, the more professional it feels. And here's an important coaching note: test your bass at different listening levels. A strong subsign should still feel anchored when the volume is low. If it completely disappears, don't just turn it up. Add a touch more upper harmonic content so it reads better. That's usually the smarter fix. Another great check is to mute everything except the drums and sub. If the bass still reads as a phrase, you're in good shape. If it only makes sense when the whole loop is playing, then the arrangement probably needs more intention. That's a huge difference between a loop and a record. For a more advanced variation, try ghost notes. These are low-velocity MIDI notes between the main hits. They're not meant to feel like separate notes. They're just motion cues. They can push a fill, lead into a snare, or give the bassline a little extra pulse without crowding the low end. You can also split the function of the bassline. Let root notes carry weight. Fifths and octaves create motion, and passing notes create anticipation. That keeps the line musical without turning it into a lead. And if you want to create tension before a draw, don't just use risers. Sometimes the most effective move is to strip the bass down harder than feels comfortable. Remove the harmonic layer for a bar. Cut the offbeats. Leave a single pickup note into the drop. Then bring everything back in. That contrast hits hard. Here's a practical exercise you can use right now. Set the project to 174 BPM. Build a simple drum break or hybrid breakbeat. Create a mono subsign patch and operator. Write an 8-bar phrase in a minor key, like F minor. For the first two bars, use only root notes and rests. In bars 3 and 4, add syncopated response notes. In bars 5 and 6, introduce a glide or slide. In bars 7 and 8, change the rhythm but keep the harmonic center the same. Then apply a groove around 58-60% timing, and listen in mono to make sure the sub still feels solid. If the bass locks to the snare, leaves room for the break, and still feels strong when you listen quietly, you've nailed the core idea. That's what we want, not just a clean sub, but a subsign that feels like part of the engine of the track. So remember the big takeaways. Use a clean sign-based sub as your foundation. Keep it mono and controlled. Use note placement and jungle swing to make it groove. Add harmonics subtly so it translates. And arrange the bass around the drums, not separately from them. When you get that phrasing right, the sub stops feeling like a layer and starts feeling like the whole record is breathing as one system. That's the sound. That's the glue.